Well, this is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau. And you know, theater groups all over Wisconsin are putting on original productions all the time, but sometimes it's really hard to find out about it. Well, our next guests are with an organization that was put together to help support them, to celebrate them, to tell you about them, and it's called World Premiere Wisconsin. So with us is producer Samantha Matt Martinson and assistant producer Allie Babbage. Why am I putting an R in there? It's Babbage.
No worries.
Talk about the year-round festival. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin-made theater production? Well, we'd like to hear about it. Got questions about World Premiere Wisconsin? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Ladies, it is so nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Yes, we're so happy to be here.
Yeah, what a wonderful idea. Somebody, I don't know if it was one of you, was with us back in 2023.
Michael Cody, our previous festival producer.
Okay, I thought it was a gentleman. I couldn't quite remember, but such a great idea. Now, things have changed a little bit since then. Why don't you kind of tell us about the original idea and how it has transformed?
Yeah, so the original idea started in 2019 in conversation with Jenna Poff-Gray, who is the artistic director at Forward Theater in Madison, and she came up with this, the idea of this organization to help promote and celebrate and empower theaters to do world premiere productions across the state and to celebrate the rich diversity of the Wisconsin theater ecosystem. And so the festival started off really small as a four-month festival that had 47 world premieres with 45 producing theaters in 15 different communities. And after that festival in 2023, the organization and the board gathered feedback from the theater companies, and they said, let's do it again. And so 3 years' time gave everyone enough time to plan within their seasons to find a world premiere to either commission it or develop it. And so now we are doing a year-long festival. So from January 2026 through December, which I think is really incredible. It allows theaters to cross different seasons for themselves and really try to reach the most people possible.
It made so much sense because it really, I mean, theater in Wisconsin goes that long. It's not like there's a season, you know, that, okay, we'll just do these 4 months. That was a brilliant idea. Whoever decided to come up with that, good idea. Are you planning to do this festival every year or every few years, or what's the thought?
Yeah, the intent is that it rotates on a three-year cycle to give theaters, again, enough time to be able to develop a world premiere within their season to make sure that it matches their mission and vision, and also to be able to raise funds for it, right? So that three-year cycle helps support all of the theater companies at large.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So where do you get your money for this? Allie, why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, so one of the exciting things about World Premiere Wisconsin is that part of it is actually funded by the theaters themselves. We have 15 festival theaters and three producing theaters who all financially contribute to the sustainability of the festival, which is a really, I think, such a unique Wisconsin arts highlight for us, that not only do we have such a diversity of theaters and programming, but also all of those voices are coming together to support one another, which I think is just really exciting and really speaks to the generosity of the state. We are also, you know, applying for some grants, and we are also accepting individual donations. In fact, I believe next week we'll be launching our individual contribution campaign. So please go to worldpremierewisconsin.com and subscribe to our newsletter to learn more about that, or follow us on social media at World Premiere Wisconsin.
Okay.
World Premiere WI, I think it is.
And I believe we do have links to your organization on our website. So if you miss that, but if you just Google World Premiere Wisconsin, you'll get all that information too. So I get the newsletter just so you know. And it's, I love it because I'm like, oh my gosh, I hadn't heard about that. And I've gone to quite a few of the shows and I've been so pleased. And it's not just the big names. We're talking about smaller ones too. So, because everybody is eligible for this, right? I mean,
yes. Yeah, anyone can participate. So we have, it can be professional theater, semi-professional, educational, community, and even self-produced. And it can be a workshop, a reading, a development process, a staged reading, or a full production. Everyone is welcome to join for the festival. And so I think that's something that we really pride ourselves on, is the accessibility to be able to develop and create and produce a world premiere for anyone who wants to in the theater community here.
And you don't have to pay to play.
No.
No, theaters are welcome to join us as festival theaters, which has that financial contribution. But also we have our participating theaters who are equally as welcome and get just as much promotion and excitement built around them. Yeah.
And for those who do contribute, I mean, it's like, what, 1% of 1%? Or, I mean, it's a very small amount, right?
0.1% of their fiscal budget, yeah.
Because most theaters don't make a whole lot of money, so it's not like you're strapping them or anything like that.
Yeah.
So what do you do for the plays, the companies that are participating? What do you do for them? Allie?
Our primary function is actually as a marketing organization, and to create sort of a strong Wisconsin brand of the new works that are happening. So we, as you mentioned, we have our fabulous monthly newsletter that goes out, and we're quite active on social media, creating a sort of World Premiere Wisconsin style graphics to unite all the works that are happening, and amplifying them in whatever ways we can with the programming that those theaters that maybe do have marketing teams, or those that don't but are continuing to post, whatever we can do to amplify the work that's already happening and to redirect audiences that maybe, you know, are based in Milwaukee, but, oh, I would love to do a day trip out to Madison because I heard about the show that's going on at Four Seasons Theater or at Theater Lila, or, you know, to highlight some of the connective tissue that's happening across the state. Like, we just had an experience with it was Four Seasons is workshopping a show by Erica Berman called Steady She Goes that Forward has just announced they will be doing a full production of this fall. And so really exciting that audiences will be able to catch the process in development and then also see the full fully realized production about 6 months later. And so being able to articulate and to point audience eyes towards exciting opportunities like that for audiences to learn more about the new play development process from page to stage.
Samantha, for those who aren't familiar, what does it mean to workshop a show?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think, and that's one of our main goals, is to help audiences understand what it takes to develop a world premiere and to create the next generation of American theater. And so a workshop of a production is where a playwright, a director, and a creative team come together and they hear the play read out loud for the first time. They're gathering feedback from audience members, or they are gathering feedback from the artistic team, the actors who are playing those characters, questions that might be coming up, working with a dramaturg who helps look at the structure and the intent and the impact of what's happening in the story, right? Tracking from start to finish. How do you want the audience to feel at the end? Is the structure of the story telling what you want it to be? And giving that second opinion. And so a workshop is where people gather in a rehearsal room and do just that. And they play and explore the story. And sometimes if there's music involved, the crafting the music and understanding the impact of the music and whether they need another song or if the song should change or if it's not the right key, all of those different types of things happen in workshops. So they're really instrumental to the process, getting from a workshop to a production and then from a production, your first world premiere to a second production of that new work is really instrumental in the longevity of a show itself. So I think that's also part of our mission is to highlight the behind the scenes of that. So for example, Next Act Theater just did a workshop of Boys of Baraboo, Heidi Armbruster's new play, and they did a workshop of it, and we showed the behind the scenes of it, and that will be produced in December of this year. So people get to kind of see that flavor of how it was made, right, behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. It's a different experience for the audience member, isn't it, from seeing a show that you've maybe seen
you know, 12 times before and you really like it. But, you know, it's basically the same, you know, it's the same idea, same words usually. Then to see something that, you know, you saw workshopped and when you actually see the final product, it might be completely different. I mean, what's that like, Allie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always super engaged in that. One of my first professional experiences was at Northern Sky Theater, then American Folklore, and I got to do a workshop of a new Katie Dahl, Emily Coulson, and James Valk musical. And from the workshop summer to the production year, and I got to be involved in both pieces, which was really exciting. But like whole characters were written and disappeared and new songs, and just it's really exciting to see what we can learn from one another in a rehearsal space and how hearing somebody else say the words can make the story mean something completely different to the people who are writing it and help them hone in on exactly what they want the audiences to take away from seeing this piece of theater.
And that audience participation is really part of that process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that the audience is the key factor to it all, right? Like when you are hearing it for the first time, you're watching the audience respond to something, you're watching what questions they have at the end of it. And that shapes the way that the playwright then takes and works on the play in its next iteration, really until it's published, right? And so a play can keep evolving until they've decided it's done. And so I think that's really exciting too. Sometimes I think audiences don't realize the value that they have sitting in the space, sharing the story with the actors.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, I could talk to you guys about this forever, but let's talk about some of the shows that are still coming up. We're not even halfway through the year, so there's quite a few that are right now either coming up or in the works right now. So the first one I wanted to talk about, and it's going through just like this weekend, I think the 26th is Lady Disdain, which I got to see a couple weeks ago. Oh my God, I loved it.
Yay!
So good. I, you know, when you see a new one, sometimes like, there's going to be some cringy parts. It's like, never. Actors were wonderful. Direction was wonderful. Tell us about it.
Oh man. Okay. So it's written by Lauren Gunderson, who is the top produced playwright of 2025. So with 24 productions throughout the nation.
Amazing.
And Lauren Gunderson, I think, created this really masterful piece, a rendition of Much Ado About Nothing. And so it follows the story of Beatrice and Benedict, and then hero and hero's journey and what that looks like. And she, I think it's sold out essentially. Like they've had to add shows.
Yeah, but it's set in today. It's not Shakespearean
in novel.
Yeah, in dress or words. Yeah, so it's hilarious.
Really incredible.
It's so fun. And I think it's such a great match for, you know, all the audiences who know, you know, David Daniel and Colleen Madden from APT and some of the other stars in that show as well, seeing them in their classical life and then getting to see sort of the contemporary version of that in this show.
Yes.
It's got to be so much fun. And I also love that Forward was able to partner with a local bookshop to, you know, just sort
several.
Of. Several.
Yeah.
As that's what the topic matter of the show is.
Just... Yeah. And, you know, if it's it is about romance novels in all the different forms and whatnot. But I have a feeling with the reception that this show has gotten, you'll be able to catch it somewhere else in the state sometime soon because it is so, so good. And then coming up in May, the 13th and 15th, we've got Wisconsin Writes, which is W-R-I-G-H-T-S. Is that about our famous architect Writes or is that something else?
No, that's featuring Wisconsin playwrights. So it's a weekend of new play readings at Forward Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they're exploring works actually by David Daniel, has I believe the first night. And I might be mispronouncing these future names, but Jacqueline Kehoe and Ali Mansouri all are premiering readings of the plays that they're working on right now through Forward Theater. So a really great opportunity to see some maybe new favorites in progress right now.
Nice. And if you think that watching someone read a play is not exciting, you're wrong. I'm just saying. It's just wrong.
It like allows your imagination to go to completely different places, which is so fun.
Yeah.
I think movies are delightful. Yeah.
So especially lovers of Lady Disdain and lovers of audiobooks, perhaps, may I encourage you to go to a new play reading?
Yes. Or lovers of radio. Hello. yes, yes. And, you know, even, you know, we're smaller theaters. It's big theaters like the Milwaukee Rep. So they're doing another one, too. So tell us about George and Gracie, A Love Story.
Yes, George and Gracie is written and starring Tammy Werkentine, and it's going to be remounted at Northern Sky in September and October. So it's running May 1st through June 14th, and it talks about the story of George and Gracie, who... George Burns and Gracie Allen. Yeah, yeah, the entertainment couple. Go ahead, Allie.
Yeah, yeah. And it came out of a project that Tammy and her real life husband, Jim, were just sort of messing around during the pandemic times, sending videos in character as those two. And they eventually workshopped it into this full length show, which I think is just going to be, we got to see a little sneak peek of it at our world premiere festival launch event, and it just seems like such a joyous piece of theater.
You can't go wrong with George and Gracie. Again, listen to an old radio show, same thing. And speaking of Northern Sky Theater, obviously up in Door County, they're always doing great things up there, and there's a couple of others besides George and Gracie up there. The Thing with Feathers, which I'm assuming is from the poem. Am I right?
Yeah.
Go
I think
ahead,
that's what the playwright was inspired by. Yeah, we again got to see a little sneak peek of this at our season launch event. But I think that sort of took that idea and ran with it. But what I'm really excited about, you know, a lot of Northern Sky new works focus on some sort of element of Wisconsin. And in this one, the really theatrical device they're exploring is the birds of Wisconsin. And so they're not only are the human actors going through their journey, but there's a very cool element of puppetry throughout this piece. So it'll be a really exciting opportunity for Northern Sky to expand their puppet casting and also put on a really great musical. I'm actually not sure how the puppets factor in, like whether those are voiced characters or if they're just sort of atmospheric, but I hope I get a chance to see it this summer and find out.
They're definitely voiced.
Good.
Yeah, they're voiced, yeah. And Lisa Schlenker is designing the puppets for them.
So fantastic.
I think it's going to be really beautiful.
It's amazing what people are doing with puppets these days in theater. It's not Punch and Judy, folks, if you haven't seen anything. So
yeah.
Will be interesting.
You know, we love going to the movies to see the beautiful special effects and the CGI, but I think there's something really special about being able to see the strings in theater being able to figure it, like to know that it's happening and still allow it to be magical as you suspend your disbelief.
Yeah, because you see them for 5 minutes and after that they're gone. You don't see them anymore. You see the puppet, you see it moving and it's gone. Yeah. It's amazing what we can do with our mind. And then let's talk about the NOVA, which stands for the Nurturing Original Voices and Artists Program. What is that?
Yeah, so this is a Sky program. I'm actually not sure exactly when this program started, but our World Premiere Wisconsin board member, LaCrissa Granberry, is running this program. And it's a Northern Sky initiative to find that next great play and encourage all the playwrights who need a space to come together and get feedback. You know, essentially a writer's group, but with mentorship. LaCrissa is an extremely successful playwright and writer herself. And so being able to create some space to develop shows before we get to the audience stage, it's a really tender time, I think, in the writing process. And I can't think of a better steward than LaCrissa to help you find the way to tell your story.
So there's places out there. If you have a story that seemed that you've always thought would make a great play, you know, it's not like you're going to be able to write it down and have it produced because there's so many steps in between and there's people out there that can help you. So what if someone has this idea? Where should they go to get help?
As a emerging playwright?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of different resources across the nation, quite frankly. I think the Playwright Center in Minneapolis is a really great place to take classes from professional playwrights who can teach you some of the structures to be able to support your own writing and understanding. And then I think ultimately there's a lot of different resources too within the Milwaukee area. So Renaissance Theater Works has a Brink Festival that you can submit to. Forward Theater has their Monologue Festival every 3 years, as well as their Wisconsin Writes. So there are all of these like little incubator spaces where you can throw your piece of work out there just to get feedback, because a lot of times, even if your play isn't selected for a process or a program, you oftentimes are able to still receive feedback from the people who evaluated for that program, right? So just submitting your workplaces oftentimes has the ability to get feedback, which is one of the most instrumental things, is to have other people's eyes on it.
Absolutely huge. Yeah. And try not to have a thin skin.
Yeah.
Talk to people who know what they're doing. It's important.
Yeah. Or, you know, order some pizzas and have your friends read it around your kitchen table and
exactly.
Just hear it out loud. Can learn a lot that way.
I mean, honestly, Lauren Gunderson did that with one of her plays and talked about it recently on her podcast, how she gathered everybody around her kitchen table, bought them pizza and said, can you read my play? So sure. It's not just people who are emerging, but it's professionals as well, right? Yeah. Like we all do the same things.
Yeah, because hearing it in your head is way different than hearing it out loud. It's just like, What was I thinking? And so for people who want to see some of these new plays and all the stuff that's coming up, you have a great page on your website, which is worldpremierewisconsin.com. Just go to the current festival. There's a calendar, right? And you can just see everything that's coming up. Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And we also try and keep our social media active, as I mentioned earlier, and sign up for our newsletter to get the monthly scoop to see what's coming up.
The monthly scoop. Yeah. And it's all over. I mean, you've got plays all over the state, right? It's not just in the main communities.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all out in La Crosse. We're talking to the theater up in Eau Claire. We're trying to reach everyone across the state and make sure where there's new plays for all.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming in with us today. Even if it's just on video, thank you for being with us. We appreciate that. And I hope you come back again in 3 years and to tell us all about the next all year long festival. We really appreciate that. And your work that you're doing for theater in Wisconsin. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Samantha Martinson and Allie Babich are the producer and assistant producer, respectively, of World Premiere Wisconsin. Up next, we're going to talk to Veronica Pope. She's the director of Film Wisconsin, a new office in the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. If you've got questions about that, give us a call, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org.